In multicolored letters on a white background, it says, A Sky Original. Then a grey square gradually appears, at the bottom of which it says, Mr. Smith. Now there's the back of a figure who bows as if on stage, beneath which it says, Limelight. A close-up on a raindrop, within which silver shapes converge to form the letters BSE, Boys Schiller Entertainment.
Your breath is all you need. Focus on it. Letting each breath bring you closer to a place of peace and restoration. Picture yourself somewhere you wish to be. Some place from the life you shared. Feel the warmth it creates, the memories it provokes, the wholeness it brings.
A woman opens her eyes in bed. Rapid-fire images of a car hint at a road accident.
We can't undo the past, and the future remains unknown, leaving us only with each new day. Adjusting to a new reality takes time. It is a process as unique as every...
The woman leans across to her bedside table and presses her phone's screen, then turns on the light. She gazes at a photo of her cuddling up to a bearded guy in a checked shirt who's wearing a baseball cap. The slim woman, who's in her late 40s to early 50s and has blonde hair in a bob, continues to stare at the photo with a rueful look. She slowly sits herself up on the edge of the bed. Holding her phone, she types out a text saying, Taking a personal day. See you Monday. There's an aerial view of a wide body of water covered in ripples. In white letters it says, Sky presents a Sky Original. BSE and Limelight present. In association with Mr. Smith Entertainment. An untapped BSE and Limelight production. The Desperate Hour. We now rise above the water to reveal the lakeside town beyond. Now wearing a grey hooded top and black leggings, the blonde woman, Amy, waits at the entrance to her house, watching with a proud smile as a young girl carrying a pink backpack hurries towards a yellow school bus and climbs aboard. The girl takes a seat, Amy gives her a wave, and the school bus drives away as Amy closes her front door. Holding a coffee cup, Amy lingers a moment in the entrance hall.
Noah!
She starts to climb the carpeted staircase.
Come on, wake up. Come on, you're gonna be late.
I'm sick.
She waits outside her son's bedroom door.
I made you some coffee.
She unsuccessfully tries to open the door.
I've been on that phone all night, haven't you?
The table's jammed up against the door, but she's able to shove the door further open and surveys the clothes strewn on the floor.
Listen, I was thinking we could do family night tonight.
Lying in bed, her teenage son just looks at her.
Movie? Dinner?
She gives him a smile, but Noah turns over and ignores her. She forces herself further into the room.
You know, the chair under the door would work better. Hey, come on. Wakey-wakey.
I'm not going.
Okay, fine. Stay in bed. Because that's really working for you. Okay, I'm going for a run. We'll talk about it when I get back, okay? Now please get up.
Wearing her running gear and a blue knitted hat, she leaves her modest, detached suburban house, passing a white pickup truck parked in the driveway. She looks back at the vehicle and walks away along the pavement. Carrying her phone with earphones in her ear, she breaks into a jog. She jogs round a bend in the road, passing a stop sign. Then there's an aerial view of a lake surrounded by a forest. It appears to be early autumn, as some of the trees are still green, while others are orange or rust-coloured.
Cause I run with everything.
Amy's jogging along a narrow track heading through the forest. As she continues onwards, the low morning sun glints through the treetops. She's now jogging along a path at the side of the lake.
State taxation.
Oh. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy, it's Greg.
Hey, Greg, what's up?
Listen, I'm sorry to bother you on your day off, but did that S Corp ever file an amended return?
Yeah, it's in the file.
I can't seem to find it. You're the one handling the audit, though, right?
Yeah, but could Patricia help you find it?
Yeah, but Patricia gets lost going to the bathroom, so I don't really want to ask her.
Right, but she's two seats down from you, so...
All right, you're right. No, you're right, I'll ask her.
Mom.
Okay, so I'll see you Monday?
Yeah. Hey, listen, do you get any interest in doing lunch together?
Could we talk about it then?
Oh, no, of course. No worries, no pressure. You have a good weekend, Amy, okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
She taps her phone screen, selecting a different song.
No, I got Tully on, a honey can bully on. I don't even use the AC when I got my jewelry on, big.
There's no place like my room.
She starts to jog again.
You had to go.
The scenery opens up briefly as the narrow road bisects the lake and a smaller body of water alongside it.
But I'm not gonna go down with my hometown in a tornado. I'm gonna chase it, I know.
Amy's route now takes her along a straight, empty road through the forest again.
Lakewood Elementary.
Hello?
Mrs. Carr, hi. It's Mrs. Fisher from Emily's school.
Hi, Sandra. Is everything okay?
Everything's fine. Emily's here in the office, and she asked if she could speak to you.
Yeah, sure. Put her on.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, sweetie. What is it?
I don't have my dinosaur. I wanted to bring it in for the art show.
What dinosaur?
The one with the long neck. I painted it green at Liam's birthday. Remember I named her Princess?
Right. Okay. What time's the thing? The art show?
It's after lunch.
Okay. I'll go by and pick it up and bring it to you before then, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry, sweetie. I'll take care of it.
Okay.
I'll go back to class.
All right.
Sweetie.
Yeah?
Don't forget movie night tonight.
Okay. Love you.
I love you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
She slows to a walk as she brings up another number on her phone.
Yeah, hi, Nora. My name's Amy Carr. My daughter Emily was in last week for a birthday party, and I wanted to come by and pick up the pottery she painted.
Yeah, totally. I'll set it aside. Do you know which one it was?
The brontosaurus.
Okay, what does it look like?
She painted it green.
Oh, is it the one that flies? Because some of them could fly, so...
The brontosaurus. The one with the,
A police car passes.
Sorry, the one with the what?
Yeah, sorry, the one with the long neck.
Oh, yeah, got it. Okay, I'm sure I'll find your daughter's here somewhere.
Mom.
Come on.
And what was her name again?
Yes, sorry, Emily's the name.
Mom.
Emily. Okay, perfect. I'll put it up by the register for you.
Okay, thanks so much.
Come by any time. We're watering...
Hi, Mom.
I got her, Gary. How are you doing, honey?
Yeah, I'm jogging.
Oh, she says she's out running.
Can I call you when I'm done?
Well, we'll be boarding soon.
Well, I thought you were coming back Monday.
We were, but Nancy called, and she wants to have a celebration of Peter's life tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, I think it would be good for you to be around other people.
Yeah, sure, it would be, but I don't know how the kids feel. You know, does it set them back?
It'll be good for them, Amy.
Okay, then.
Well, just think about it, honey.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
Yeah, I will.
You can always leave early.
Okay, listen, Mom, I have to go.
Ask her about the car.
What?
The car.
Oh, wait, right. Can you pick up the car for us at Reliable Auto Body? It's ready, but we're getting in too late to pick it up.
Two more police cars speed past.
Okay. We're boarding, honey. Now, just take care of yourself and don't forget to get the car, okay?
Yes, I'm getting the car.
Thank you, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye-bye, love you. Be safe.
She lowers her phone, tucking it into her pocket, then starts jogging again, turning off the road onto a woodland path. She continues down the tree-lined track.
Reliable Auto Body.
Yeah. Hi, I'm calling about my parents' car.
What's the last name?
Donnelly.
Yeah, it's all set. You picking it up?
Yeah, I was going to be by in a while.
You might want to wait. The street's blocked off.
Fountain Road?
Yeah, the cops had barricades. I'm guessing there was an accident. I don't know. Probably some idiot on the phone.
Oh, okay. I'll be by later then.
We'll be here.
Okay, thanks.
Wait, is someone chasing you?
Hello?
Oh my God, it looks like Blair Witch.
Why are you FaceTiming me?
So Wednesday seems to work best for everybody.
What?
To get together. We talked about it, remember? Wednesday works for everyone. Susan will be back by then.
Oh, okay.
Reminder, Wall guy, 10 a.m. to noon.
Is Wednesday no good for you?
No, sorry. I've just got this guy coming over to fix my wall.
What happened to it?
Noah punched a hole in it.
Mackenzie said some kids have been little dicks to him late. Well, she didn't use that word, but she said they've been mean.
Yeah, it's those toxic apps. They're awful to each other.
No, honey, actually, she said this was at school.
Oh, there too. Great. See, he doesn't tell me anything.
Look, I just want to make sure you're all doing okay, you know, with the anniversary. Or I don't know what the right word is. I just... You know.
So this is why you're FaceTiming me.
Yes, I'm worried about you. Is he opening up at all?
I don't know. Just feel like I don't know him anymore. It's just been a hard year.
I know it has. But you know, it's really important you talk to him.
Yeah, I try. I just honestly think he hates me.
Stop, you know that's not true.
Spend a day in my house and try telling me that.
I could use a day away from Bob, don't tempt me. Anyway, point is, Noah loves you, even if he only seldom ever says it to you.
Very seldom.
Whatever he does, that never changes. You know why? Because you're a great mom. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, don't forget about Wednesday. You, me, and Susan. And wine.
Thanks, Heather.
Of course.
Bye.
Bye.
Walking again, Amy gazes at the long, straight, empty path ahead.
Siri, do not disturb.
Okay, do not disturb turned on.
She breaks into a jog again. As she continues onwards, the sunlight shines through the trees, illuminating the woodland scene in a soft golden light. We are high above the treetops now, descending down towards a river cutting through the forest where churning white water snakes along a rocky gully. Amy's standing on the rocks amongst the trees, gazing out at the river and thinking. She lowers her head to look at the photo she has on her phone, which is the same as the one at her bedside, of her smiling with her bearded husband. With a movement of her fingers, she tightens the phone in on her husband's face. The white water continues to gush down the rocks as Amy stares at it with a rueful, pensive look. There's a close-up on the leaves of a conifer, silhouetted against the sunlight. Amy looks down at her phone and presses play on a saved voicemail message from Peter.
Hey, it's me. I'm still at work, just thinking about you, that's all. Figured I'd try. No biggie. Oh, I was gonna pick up a pizza on the way home for the kids, for while you and I are at dinner. And speaking of which, I made a reservation for 8:30. It's not too late, right? I was sort of on the fence between 7 and 7:30, but neither were available, so... anyway, I'm rambling. If you talk to Noah, ask him to text me what he and Emily want on their pizza. Okay, I gotta go. Bye. Love you.
Amy musters a faint, sad little smile as she continues to ponder. Snapping out of it, she presses one of her earphones to her ear.
This is a message from Marion County Sheriff's Department. All Lakewood schools have been placed on lockdown due to an ongoing incident. We urge parents to please remain calm and to refrain from driving to any of the schools, as doing so could disrupt law enforcement's response efforts. Lakewood PD and Marion County Sheriff's Department social media accounts will be updated regularly as more information becomes available. We ask for your patience and understanding as we deal with this matter. Thank you.
She runs faster now back through the wood.
Thank you for calling Lakewood Elementary. All lines are currently busy. Please...
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Mrs. Fisher, this is Amy Carr. What's happening? What's going on?
We don't know yet. We're finding out.
The police said you're on lockdown. Please tell me everything's okay. Is Emily okay?
She's okay.
Please.
She's okay. We're okay. Okay? It's not here.
What is...
It's over at the high school.
What is? Tell me. What's happening?
It's bad. It's really bad. There's... Guys, second and third graders.
It's Noah. Please leave a message.
Hey, it's me. Please call me when you get this. Something's happening at your school. I'm on my way home. Please just call me. Come on. Oh, shit. Come on.
Amy! Mackenzie's there!
Heather, did you talk to her?
There's a shooter at the school. I think somebody's been shot.
Oh, my God.
I'm driving there now. Bob's on his way. I can't believe this.
Did you talk to Mackenzie?
I can't reach her. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Get out of the
way. Oh, God.
Go.
Okay. You focus on driving. I'll try to reach her, okay?
Did you talk to him? Is he out?
No, he's still in bed.
I was going to see Mackenzie. I can't get in touch with any of your friends.
He didn't go to school today. He stayed home.
No, he didn't. I saw him getting into his truck with his backpack this morning.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Bob's calling. I have to go.
No, wait. Don't. Heather, stay on that. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Okay.
Noah, please leave a message.
Noah, it's me. Call me back as soon as you get this. Please call me back, okay? Call me.
She texts "call me" in caps lock to her son.
Shit.
Our dispatchers are experiencing an unusually high call volume. Please stay on the line. 911, what is your emergency? Hello?
My son's a student at Lakewood High School. There's someone with a gun.
Ma'am, you're saying your son is a student at Lakewood High School? Is that right?
Yeah, I can't reach him. I'm trying to get there.
What's your name, ma'am?
Amy Carr.
Okay, Amy, the police have set up a staging area at the Lakewood Community Center. Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
As students are evacuated, they're going to be bused there to reunite with their parents.
I can't get there. I don't have a car, and I'm very far away. I was jogging.
Can you ask someone to pick you up and bring
you
there?
Please just tell me what's going on. Is my son... Can you confirm if he went to school or not, please?
I'm sorry. I don't have that information, Amy. But if you hear from your son, try to contact us again.
He was home when I left.
I'm having a hard time here.
He was sleeping, and now...
Find a ride to the community center. If you call us back, you can ask for me. My name is Deidre Wilkinson.
Deidre Wilkinson.
They'll put you through to me if they can.
They will?
If they can. The lines are ringing off the hook here, Amy, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Deidre Wilkinson.
Hi, you've reached the cell phone of Heather Euclid, Outreach Director at the Marion County YMCA, where caring, honor, respect, and responsibility are our core values. I'm not available to take your call right now, but if you'll please leave your name, number, and the time you're calling, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a great day.
Heather, it's me. I need you to come get me. I'm trying to get to the community center, but I'm like 5 miles away from home, and I need a ride. Please just call me back.
She brings up the map on her phone.
Lakewood Community Center, 4 miles. Estimated runtime, 1 hour.
Siri, call Susan.
Calling Susan.
Now in an empty woodland car park, Amy shuts her eyes and hunches over.
My God,
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me? Did you hear what's going on? I need you to come get me.
Amy, I'm so sorry.
I need a ride.
I'm out by the turf farms. I'm still in Chicago for work. I don't get back until Tuesday.
Okay, never mind. Siri, directions to Lakewood Community Center. Fastest route.
Starting route. Take Rosewood Trail for half a mile. Then turn left.
She runs off along a narrow woodland path through the trees.
Our dispatchers are experiencing an unusually high call volume. Please stay on the line to speak to our next available operator.
Lakewood Police Department.
My son's a student at Lakewood High School.
What's your son's name, ma'am?
Noah Carr. C-A-R-R, Carr.
Ma'am, we've set up a staging area where you can meet up with your child.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there, but
you should just get to the staging area as soon as you can.
I'm trying. Can you confirm he's there at the school?
I'm sorry, what? You said he's a student?
Yes, he is, but I'm not sure he went today. My neighbor said she saw him, though.
I'm sorry, we just don't know that, ma'am. We have no way of knowing whether or not
he's there.
She reaches the road where a car with a canoe on its roof drives past. Amy limps to a stop.
Shit. Hello? Hello? Oh, shit. Call Noah.
Calling Noah.
It's Noah. Please leave a message.
She brings up some news footage on her Twitter feed.
From our live footage here, that we're now seeing several groupings of students being brought out.
There are more students coming out right now.
There are reporters on the ground.
Oh my God.
They did speak with a student a moment ago who described a situation inside the school.
I saw kids running, and I was running too. And then Ms. Dwyer told us to go into a classroom and turn off the lights, like we practiced, but we just heard more shots, and we were afraid he was going to shoot through the door.
Lift book. Your driver will arrive in 5 minutes.
...with an assault-style weapon and potentially multiple victims. But again, these reports are unconfirmed as of right now.
Got it, Danny. Have parents been able to reach their kids? Are they able to get in touch with them?
That's the other part of this. We're hearing that parents are struggling
unknown number.
To reach their children.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here to pick... Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
Hello, this is Jerry. I'm here to fix your wall.
Yeah, no, I can't talk. I have to go.
Scheduled between 10 and noon, right?
Yeah, but there's been an emergency. I have to go.
Oh, lady, I'm here.
Wait,
10 and noon.
Hold on. Are you still there?
Yeah, sorry, what'd you say?
Are you there at the house? Can you see a white pickup truck?
Can I see a what?
In my driveway? Can you see a white pickup truck?
No, I just see a car.
Reliable Auto Body, this is CJ.
Yes, hi. My name's Amy Carr. We spoke before.
Yeah.
About my parents.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was hoping you could help me with something. Can you see anything? What's happening at the school? Can you...
Listen, lady, the cops at the street blocked off.
My son's a student at the school, and I'm trying to find out.
Can you
go any closer? Can you check? I know this is weird. If it's a risk, don't do it. But if you could
I can't.
Please.
I can't.
No, please.
It's not that I don't want to, but a bunch of cops are right outside. They told everyone to stay inside.
Right. I just need to know if he's there or not. Can you?
They're not going to tell me.
I get it. I know. But if his truck's there, I'll know he is. It's a white pickup truck. Please. Please, CJ, I'm so scared right now. My dad, Gary Donnelly, he's been coming to you guys for years. He knows the owner. Is he there? Chuck, the
no,
owner?
Chuck's
is he
not
there?
In today.
But he would remember my son. My dad's been bringing him by since he was little. Please, if you could just...
What kind of truck is it?
Okay, it's a white Chevy Silverado, a white Chevy Silverado truck. It's the number plate is 763. Those are the first three numbers. It'll be there in the front student parking lot.
Okay.
Please, please, CJ, I'm absolutely begging you.
All right, I'll call you back once I check.
Thank you. Thank you.
She jogs onwards with a slight limp, grimacing as she does so.
Noah, please leave a message.
Noah, it's me. Please call me back as soon as you get this. I just need to know you're okay. Call me back.
The news report buffers on her phone.
Noah's police have been able to get inside the building, or have they discussed the allocation of shift for the suspect?
We've been Marion County Sheriff's Department that they're updating the public, and they're not really...
Heather, it's me.
Amy,
can you hear me?
Where are you?
Yeah.
We're all here, all the parents. We're here at the community center.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Nothing, just to wait. They're not saying anything.
Shit.
I still can't reach Mackenzie. Has Noah seen
what?
Him? What did he say? You said you'd ask Noah.
Yeah, I haven't reached him yet.
She hasn't heard anything either. Think about much. I don't know.
What, Heather, can you come get me?
Oh, Amy, I can't
please.
Leave here now. I have to make sure.
Please, but
okay.
I need to get there too. Can you please
I
ask Bob? Can you
I
ask him?
I can't leave here yet. Why aren't they telling us anything?
Oh, God, please, Heather, I gotta
wait,
get
hold
there.
On. They're saying something. Hold
what?
On.
What are they
just
saying?
I can't hear you. I have to go.
No,
I gotta go.
Don't hang up, Heather.
Oh,
Heather,
your lift will arrive in 4 minutes.
Our dispatchers are experiencing an unusually high call volume. Please stay on the line to speak to our next available operator. Our dispatchers are experiencing...
Unknown number.
Hello? Who's this?
Hey,
hello?
It's CJ. It's CJ from Reliable Auto Body.
CJ, can you see anything? Did you see his truck?
Yeah, it's there. It's there. A white Silverado.
And you're positive it's his...
Yeah. Yeah, 73626. I'm looking right at it right now.
Okay. If you hear anything else, if you see anything, if you see
there's only so much I can
but
see.
But if you see a teenage boy with brown hair, he's got black sneakers with yellow laces. If you see him, can you please just call me back?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank
Go
you so
do what
much.
You need to do, all right? I'm here.
Thank you, CJ. Thank you.
Our dispatchers are experiencing an unusually high call volume. Please stay on the line to speak to us.
911, what is your emergency?
Hello? My son's at the school.
Police are on the scene, ma'am.
Yeah, I know. I just... I'm trying to reach Deidre. She's a dispatcher.
Okay.
She said you'd put my call through...
A 911 dispatcher.
Yeah, yeah. Her name's Deidre Wilkins. She said she put me through.
Okay, ma'am, let me... Yeah. Okay, ma'am, I'm putting it through.
Thank you.
This is Deidre Wilkinson, Mrs. Carr. Are you there?
Hi. It's me.
Did your son contact you? Have you heard from him?
He's there. He's there at the school.
You spoke to your son?
No, but... His truck's there.
His truck is at the school. Did you make it to the community center?
I'm trying to get there. I just...
Are you feeling okay? Keep talking to me, Mrs. Carr.
I just feel dizzy.
Do you have a medical condition?
No. No. I just...
Where are you? Can you sit down somewhere, Mrs. Carr?
I can't
try. Take a breath. Do you know your location?
Where the fuck am I? It looks like road 138 or 134.
Road 134. Do you feel like you might pass out?
No, it's okay.
Try to breathe. Just... Deep breaths in and out, okay?
I'm trying to... I called a Lyft and...
Good.
Let me see.
Good.
It's, what? What?
What's wrong?
Oh, my God. He's saying he's 15 minutes away. He was right here.
Sit tight. I'm not going to let you go until
I know
you're safe. Stay where you are.
No, I can't. I have to keep moving.
If you have a ride coming, you should stay where you are.
No, I can't. I need to know he's okay.
I understand, but you need to stay calm, okay? Mrs. Carr, can you hear me?
Okay.
You're okay?
Okay, thank you.
If you're okay, I'm gonna let you go now.
Thank you so much.
All right, be safe.
Amy runs on along the woodland road with increasing desperation. Now she's stopped, hunched forwards, as if trying to get her breath back.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this the Lyft driver?
Yeah, is this Amy? Hello?
Yeah, how close are you?
I'm coming as fast as I can, but it's at least 40 minutes. Traffic is, you know, pretty backed up.
No, I can't wait that long.
Can you meet me at the 138? It's crazy, the whole town's locked down. Try to meet me at the 138.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna head there right now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Turning off the road again, she follows another winding woodland path, continually checking her phone as she runs. She's limping again now, looking over her shoulder. The ground is covered in fallen leaves. It appears muddy underfoot, and her feet slide as she heads onwards.
Searching for a GPS signal.
Oh, come on. Where am I? Shit.
She has an augmented reality app open on her phone. She turns round, scanning the trees.
Shit. Okay.
A virtual road sign appears on the screen. She limp jogs away.
Reliable auto body.
Hello?
Yeah, it's CJ.
CJ, did you see him?
No, but they searched his truck.
What?
Yeah, a bunch of cops started looking through with the canines.
Why would they search his truck?
I don't know.
She trips and hits her head on a smooth rock in the ground.
Hello?
The mechanic hangs up. Lying on the ground, Amy frowns and opens her eyes slightly. Turning her head, she looks up woozily at the tall trees looming over her. In her mind's eye, she remembers photos of her son as he's growing up.
He's a good kid. Yes.
Amy's now upright, trying to make slow progress onwards, but she looks very unsteady on her feet.
Unknown number.
Hello?
Mrs. Carr, it's Deidre Wilkinson. Listen, I have Detective Paulson from Lakewood PD on the line for you, okay? Go ahead, Detective.
Mrs. Carr, this is Detective Ed Paulson. There's been a new development. I need you to pay attention to what I'm about to ask you, and I need you to tell me the truth. You understand?
Yes.
I have some questions about your son, Noah.
Where is he?
He's still in the building.
What does that mean?
Unfortunately, that's all I can tell you at this point.
What does that mean?
I just have some questions I need to ask you, Mrs. Carr.
Is he okay? Is he alive?
We believe he is, yes.
You believe?
Can I ask you a couple questions, Mrs. Carr?
Okay.
Do you keep any firearms in the house?
What?
Guns. Do you keep any guns in your home?
A couple of rifles. They used to go hunting together.
Where do you keep those?
Downstairs in the basement.
And are these hunting rifles secure?
They're locked up with a code.
And does your son know the code, Mrs. Carr?
No, I don't think so.
Just hunting rifles in the basement? No high-capacity or assault weapons or...
No.
To the best of your knowledge, has he ordered anything from a gun retailer recently,
no.
Mrs. Carr?
I need to know if my son's okay.
Do you think he could have received an order without you noticing, like ammunition,
no.
holsters?
No, why... Why are you asking me these questions?
Does no one take any prescription medications? Mrs. Carr? You there?
You still there, Amy?
Mrs. Carr?
Lexapro.
Okay.
Just 10 milligrams.
Have you noticed any changes in his behavior lately?
He's been upset.
How long do you think he's been feeling upset?
Since last year.
He say why?
His father passed away.
How long ago did his father...
A year ago.
A year ago today?
No, Sunday.
Thank you, Mrs. Carr. If you hear anything from Noah, call 911 immediately and ask to be patched and directed to my cell, okay? Thanks very much.
Open-mouthed and looking horrified, Amy processes the conversation. She looks up. Her eyes glisten with tears. There's an aerial view of Amy from high up in the treetops, with the concerned mother lost in the middle of the vast wood. She staggers to a tree, which she puts her arm against as she continues to think. She slumps down onto the ground, propping herself up against the tree trunk. On her phone, she opens a notification from Lakewood Police Department, which links to news footage from the scene.
We know among those, students say at least one of them is a teacher, and we heard from somebody talking about a teacher who protected the rest of their class.
All right, Susanna, I want to jump in. We have confirmation that female victim has just died as a result of her injuries.
My God.
We have one fatality in this situation, a female who is actually being treated at Lakewood Hospital. We are now getting word that she has passed from her injuries.
It's just the worst fear when we cover stories like this. You hear about people being... Well, one person was shot in the leg. We heard from a student out there. But to hear that somebody lost their life is just devastating. Especially if you're a parent who can't get in touch with your daughter.
Very difficult situation and extremely heartbreaking. To hear again that is one female victim has been pronounced dead from her...
Amy pauses the news report. With her hand pressed against her mouth, she stares at the ground in anguish. She then opens the Instagram app on her phone and brings up her son's account. She scrolls down through the videos and photos posted by him. She clicks on one showing the dark-haired teenager sitting on a staircase staring forwards, open-mouthed. Amy shuts her eyes, and pounding the back of her head gently against the tree, she weeps. She looks up at the sky. Continuing to cry, she leans forwards with her head in her hand. She shakes her head. She looks at her phone again and presses a button on her home screen that says, "Call Noah."
Noah. It's me. Listen, the police... The police are saying something awful. And, I don't want to believe them, but I can't stop thinking. I know you miss him. I know. I know I made you angry about so many things. And I'm sorry. But I love you, honey. I want to help you. Please let me help you. Noah. They're saying is true. I want you to stop. Please stop, Noah. If you're hearing this, please stop.
She holds her hand over her mouth and closes her eyes tightly. Later, she heads off again along the woodland path. Still limping, she starts to type a text message.
Please pick up Henley from school when you land.
Mrs. Carr? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, your number came up. Everything's still okay here. The superintendent just said that parents can pick the students up after 6 o'clock. Everyone's in the gymnasium and everyone is okay. Okay?
Right, okay, yeah.
Everything's okay.
That's why I was calling.
Hello?
Can I speak to Emily? Is that okay?
Sure, of course. Hang on a second. Let me get her. Jenny, can you get Emily? Hey. Sweetie, come here. It's your mama. Here you go.
Hello?
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Mama.
You okay?
Yeah.
Good, good. Listen, I don't think I can get there to pick you up, but Grammy's gonna come, okay? She might be a little late.
Mom, where are you gonna be?
I'm not sure,
What's happening at Noah's school?
I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to find out. Okay?
Is he okay?
She squeezes her eyes shut as she fights her tears.
Mama?
He's your brother's... I'm going to him right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Can you put Miss Fisher back on, please?
Okay. I love you, Mom.
Okay, sweetie. I love you.
Here, Miss Fisher.
Hello? Mrs. Carr?
Hi, So, my mother, she's flying in. She should be there.
Okay.
To pick up around 6,
sure.
7, maybe later. I don't know.
Don't worry. We'll be here. Don't worry, okay? Whatever you need, Mrs. Carr. We got you.
Thank you.
This is so horrible. I can't even believe this is happening.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Be safe.
Amy stops and hunches over with her hands on her knees.
Reliable Auto Body.
Hello?
Hey, it's CJ again.
CJ?
Yeah.
What's that? What's that noise? What's happening?
I was finally able to step outside. Listen, I don't know what's going on, but the cops are searching more cars.
Why?
I don't know, but they're doing it. I see 1, 2, 3. They're searching 4 more cars. They got the dog sniffing them too, just like what your son's pickup.
Okay. Okay, can you call me back if you see anything else?
I will.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, CJ.
She opens the map on her phone. It's showing 41 minutes until her arrival at the community center. Then there's another aerial view of the green, yellow, and rust-colored autumn trees. Amy's jogging again with more urgency.
Hello?
Heather?
Amy?
Heather?
We're on our way to the hospital.
Oh my God, is Mackenzie okay?
Oh no, she's okay. She got out.
Okay. Did you talk to her?
Just for a minute. She dropped her phone when she was running.
Did she say anything about Noah?
No, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know, Amy.
Okay. Just call me back as soon as you hear anything.
Of course,
please.
I will. I'm sorry. I will.
Hello? Who's... Noah!
Help.
Sweetie, are you okay? I hear you. Are you okay?
Help.
I'm here. Tell me what's going on.
He's here.
Who's here? What?
He's here.
Noah, don't... Shit. Oh, my God.
Noah, please leave a message.
I lost you. What's happening? Tell me. Call me back.
It's Noah. Please leave a message.
She texts him.
I'm coming to get you.
Three little dots appear under her text, indicating he's texting back.
Oh, come on.
But the dots vanish and no text appears.
Oh, God. Oh.
What's your emergency?
Hello?
Mrs. Clark?
Yeah.
Is Deidre Wilkinson?
Yeah. I spoke to him.
Okay.
I spoke to my son.
What did he say to you? What did he say?
He said, I don't know, he sounded scared. He was still inside.
Okay.
And he said someone's here. We're coming. I don't know.
Did he say who? Did he say who was coming?
He's here. That's what he said.
I'm transferring you to Detective Paulson. Hold, please.
Okay.
Mrs. Carr?
What the hell is happening? Please tell me something.
Your son called you?
He said he's here.
Okay, did he say anything else?
It's not him,
Come
is
on,
it?
I'm one of the parents out here. What?
Why did you search his truck?
We searched his truck before we confirmed the suspect's identity.
Right, but you searched four more cars after.
I need you to listen
didn't
to me.
Didn't you?
Yes, we did, Mrs. Carr.
It's not my son,
That's what I'm
is
trying
it?
To tell you. Can you just listen to me for a minute, please, Mrs. Carr?
Okay.
Your son is not the shooter, okay? It's not your son. He's not the shooter.
Why? Why did you make me think that?
I can assure you that wasn't my intention,
Why?
Mrs. Carr.
Did you ask me all those things?
Because I had to. He's still inside the building, and
then
I had to let you know.
Get him out.
We're working on that right now, ma'am.
You got other kids out.
Mrs. Carr.
Why can't you get mine out?
Look, there are five people barricaded in the school's chemistry lab. Your son is one of them, and so is the suspect, all right? We have to be very careful.
Who is he?
The suspect. I can't tell you that.
Well, have you spoken to him?
I haven't personally, but the sheriff department's negotiation team has, and the longer we can maintain contact with him, the better our chances
are. Is he a student?
I can't tell you that either. Look, Mrs. Carr, I understand that you want
to. Please tell me that much. If he's a student, at least let me think he has a fighting chance against him.
Please, look, he's not a student, okay?
And who is he? Why is he doing this?
We're working as fast as we can to figure out...
How does someone like that have so many guns?
I don't know, but he's got them.
Then tell me what you do know.
Our negotiator's in contact with him. I told you that. We're doing everything
that
we can.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have your negotiator son, does he? He has mine and an AR fucking 15 weapon and whatever else you said. Do something about it!
Mrs. Carr, we're doing everything in our power to get your son out safely. If he calls you again...
You said he had five people in the lab, right? You said that.
Five people, yes, including the suspect and...
Reliable Auto Body.
CJ, it's Amy. Listen, I need you to do something for me. Please. Those trucks, those cars in the parking lot that were being searched.
Yeah?
Can you check the plates? The numbers?
They're kind of far.
Can you maybe take a photo and zoom in? Can you do that and check the database? State database.
Huh?
Your station, your inspection station, right? You can check who's those cars are registered to.
Oh, yeah.
I need
yeah.
to know the names.
Okay. I'll call you once I got them.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
In 30 feet, turn left on Bannock Trail.
She turns off the main woodland path and dashes in amongst the trees.
Estimated arrival time at 1:38. 31 minutes.
She hurries down a slope. At the bottom of the slope, a river cuts across her route.
Return to Riverside Trail to continue route.
With the water up to her knees, Amy wades across the river. She reaches the other side and continues onwards through the forest.
Recalculating. New estimated arrival. 11 minutes. Reliable auto body.
Hello?
It's CJ. Yeah, I ran the plates.
Oh, great, great.
You want the VINs or what?
No, the names of the owners.
Yeah, I got all the names and addresses. I gotta do this quick, okay? You want
okay.
The first one?
Yeah, but can you send me a screenshot? I don't have a pen.
All right.
Okay, great. Thank you, CJ.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I hope everything turns out all right.
Okay. Hi, you've reached the cell phone of Heather Euclid. Outreach direct.
Come on, Heather.
Amy.
Hey, are you at the hospital?
Yeah, we're at St. Mary's.
Is she okay?
Yeah, it's a sprained ankle. Noah.
He's still inside.
Oh, my God. Amy.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
Can I speak to Mackenzie?
She's still in a lot of pain.
I know, but I really need to speak to her. Please.
Okay, hold on just a second, honey.
Thank you.
Hello?
Mackenzie, are you okay?
Yeah, I was far away when it happened.
So you didn't see who was doing this?
No.
Okay, listen, I need you to do something for me. If you could just tell me if you know the next names that I'm about to tell you, okay?
Okay.
Great. Hold on. Tyler Wilkes.
He's in my homeroom.
Okay, that's good. Dawn Flores.
But I don't know her.
What, but she's in the high school?
I think so. I think she's a senior.
Okay, so she drives.
Yeah.
Okay,
Amy, what are you doing?
Just hold on, Heather. Gabriel Fallon?
No.
Do you know him, anyone, her?
No, but Julia Fallon does. Gabe is Julia's dad.
Okay, so she's probably driving her dad's car. Robert Ellis. Any student with that name? Anyone with the last name, Ellis?
Sorry, I was thinking no.
You're absolutely sure?
Amy, she said no.
Not a custodian or a teacher?
No.
And you're positive?
Yeah, I do the yearbook.
That's great. Yearbook. Call work.
Calling work.
She limp jogs onwards.
Thank you for calling the Marion County Division of Taxation. If you know your party's extension, I'm transferring to...
Greg Minor. Hi, this is Greg.
Greg, it's Amy.
Oh, my God, Amy. I just heard what's happening to your son's school.
Yeah, listen, can you call me back from your cell phone?
What?
Please, Greg, call me back.
Okay, we'll call you now.
Greg Minor.
Greg?
Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah. I need you to pull up the internal drives. I need you to pull up someone's state returns. His name's, Robert John Ellis, 415, apartment 2, Faybrake.
Why am I pulling his return?
I need his phone number.
That's illegal, Amy.
I know, Greg, but I need you to do this. That's why I had you call me from your cell phone. I didn't want you to get in trouble. Please. He's in the school. He has my boy.
Here it is. All right, here it is.
Okay, thanks.
Robert John Ellis, age 31, hasn't filed a return since 2016.
Yes.
Income from SSDI only after that single note of
essence. Okay. Is there a cell phone listed?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's still valid.
Yeah. Can you text it to me, please?
Okay, sure, yep.
You said he filed a return 2016. What was the employment?
Lakewood School Department.
Oh, my God.
2014 to 2016.
Was he a teacher?
No, he was a food service worker. Oh my God, Amy, are you okay?
Unknown number.
No, Greg, I have to go.
Number.
Okay, sure.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, it's your Lyft driver.
Where are you? I'm just getting to the 138.
I just turned off Hillcrest Road.
Yeah, I'm not on Hillcrest, I'm on the 138.
Wait, is that you?
Yes, it's Amy, but
No, I mean in the gray sweatshirt, is that you?
Yes. Yes, that's me.
She limp jogs along the road towards the silver MPV that stopped up ahead. Reaching the vehicle, she slides open the back door and gets in.
Please, let's go fast.
Destination, Lakewood High School. Estimated arrival, 15 minutes.
Sitting in the back seat, she looks down at her phone.
Come on, Greg.
She then types in Robert Ellis, Lakewood, into the phone's Google search. On a social media webpage, she brings up a video of Ellis, a slim guy wearing a black baseball cap.
1, 2, 3, maybe 10. 10. Is that enough? Will you listen then? That place, the school, it's just there. That's it, that's why. I remember them laughing. Like I didn't know. Like I wasn't there or something. But I'm sick of waiting. After the day, you'll listen. Once you see, you'll listen.
A text appears from Greg with Ellis's phone number. After the phone number, the text says, "Call me if you need anything else, Greg." Amy's thumb hovers over the number and she presses it. She takes her earphones out and holds the phone to her ear.
Hello? Are you there? Robert?
Who is it?
My name's Amy Carr.
Are you the police?
No, I'm not the police.
They keep calling me.
They called me too.
Why?
Because my son's there with you. They thought he was the one doing this. Is he okay?
You're lying. You're the police.
No, I swear I'm not the police.
Then who are you?
I'm his mom. And I'm worried. He's a good boy. He's a good kid. All of them, they're good kids. Now, I know you're angry and scared and hurting. But none of this is gonna make it any better.
I want this to stop.
I want it to stop too. Tell me how I can help you. Tell me what I can do. Shit. Shit.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any.
She taps on her phone screen and holds the phone to her ear again. A notification appears saying Noah Carr has sent you a video. In it, Noah appears to be surreptitiously holding the phone under a desk. The video stops. Amy holds the phone to her and looks out of the window with anguish. She sits back in her seat. She puts her hand to her mouth as she weeps. She taps her fist against the window.
Excuse me, miss. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No caller ID. Hello?
That's Detective Polson. How'd you get that number?
You
just put all those kids at risk. Your kid.
He worked at the cafeteria.
Do you know him?
No.
And how'd you get the number? Mrs. Carr, How did you get his number?
Does that matter right now?
It matters if you're not telling me something, if you're providing him assistance.
You heard me on the call. Did it sound like I was assisting him?
Listen to me. I want you to listen to me very carefully, Mrs. Carr. Do not call him again, okay?
He says he wants it to stop.
Not the way you think he does. Please, let us do our job.
He has my son.
That's right. And the likelihood of us getting him out of there safely just got a lot more complicated. Please, do not interfere, Mrs. Carr. No more calls.
She looks at a photo of a smiling, blonde-haired little boy on her phone's lock screen. She covers her face with her hands, then pushes her hair back and hides her face behind her forearms. She puts her hand over her mouth and stares out of the window as the silver MPV heads down the rural road.
You're seeing SWAT moving in now into the building.
Something's definitely happening. On the Skycam, Danny.
There. SWAT is inside the high school, moving in what appears to be some sort of tactical formation.
Now, I'm told that the governor has offered Lakewood PD assistance from the National Guard.
It seems this terrible day is finally reaching some sort.
Excuse me, do you have a charger for an iPhone?
Sorry, just an Android.
She dials 911 on her phone. Holding her phone to her ear, she glances up at helicopters flying overhead.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes. Can I speak with Deidre Wilkinson, please?
Mrs. Carr? Is that you, Amy?
Hi.
Yes, hello. It's me. Hi.
Hi.
You okay? How are you holding up?
Not great.
Are you still on the road?
Yeah, but I'm in a car now.
That's good. What can I help you with?
Just didn't want to be alone.
I understand. I'm here if you need me to be.
How is this happening?
You just got to hang in there. You've been staying so strong.
But I'm not.
You are, Amy. You're doing everything you need to be doing for your son.
No, I'm barely holding on. I shouldn't have made him go.
Listen, this is not your fault, Amy.
Yeah, it's mine.
No.
I should have just let him stay home and left him alone.
You did what any other mom would do. You got your son up when he couldn't get up on his own. You got him on his feet and made sure he got to where he needed to be. Because he's your child. And because you love him. Simple as that. You didn't know today was going to be like this. Nobody did. That's my point. And he knows that, Mrs. Carr. He's not blaming you. He's holding on to you. Right now. He's holding on to that love.
In her mind's eye, Noah is a toddler in a high chair, in front of him a small cake with a single candle on it. Now older, he's in a roller coaster carriage looking excited, with Amy grinning beside him. Now a young teenager, he's on a beach chasing seagulls. Now older still, he's playing with his sister and father. They're throwing fallen leaves at each other. Now he's sitting on his bed with a guitar which his dad's teaching him to play.
I might just be a voice on the other end of this line, but I'm here for you. I'm praying for you, Mrs. Carr. For you and everyone else.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amy, are you still there?
Oh, God. I think it's the detective calling.
I'll let you go.
But
you have to take that call, Mrs. Carr.
Will you stay on the line?
Yes. Now answer. I promise I'll stay on the line. Just please, answer the call.
Oh, God. Okay. Are you still there?
I am.
Who's that?
It's Deidre Wilkinson, detective. I'm the 911 dispatcher you spoke with before.
Please, just...
Mrs. Carr, the suspect has cut off contact with us.
What does that mean? Is he okay, my son?
We don't know. I have Sergeant Brandt from the Crisis Negotiation Unit on the line.
Mrs. Carr?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make things worse. I was just trying to reach him.
I understand.
Okay?
I understand, and I wouldn't characterize it that way at all.
Why is this happening? Why is he doing this?
We don't know. But I do know he's in possession of multiple firearms, and he's demonstrated a willingness to use them. Like Detective Paulson said, we've lost communication with the suspect, and we're running out of time. We need your help.
Yeah, sure.
Now, you were able to make contact with the suspect, and you were able to to remain on the line with him.
For like 10 seconds.
Which is 10 seconds longer than we're getting out of him now.
No.
We're not asking you to play negotiator. Not at all. Okay? We just need you to distract him long enough for SWAT to breach the chemistry lab.
What if I say the wrong thing?
We'll guide you through all of it, okay? We're gonna tell you what to say.
No, I could say something that makes him...
It's okay, Amy. It's okay.
If we're doing this, we have to go now.
Do you have access to a second phone line, Mrs. Carr?
No, I don't have another phone. I'm in a car.
Yeah. Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mrs. Carr, did you get another phone?
Yeah.
Okay, stand by.
Okay.
We're gonna connect you to Robert.
The taxi enters the town and passes a row of bollards.
Okay, we'll be listening in and here on the other line if you need us, all right?
She now has one phone pressed to one ear and the other phone's connected to an earpiece in her other ear.
SWAT team is standing by at the north end of the school.
He's not picking up.
He might have put down his phone, just don't hang up.
Three helicopters are hovering above the school.
Robert.
Hello.
Hello, it's Amy Carr.
You're down with him now.
You're the one who called before.
Yes, that's right.
Team one, stand by.
All right, now ask him if he's okay.
Is everything okay, Robert? Are you okay? Do you need medical help?
No.
Ask about the students now.
Does anyone? Is everyone else okay?
Not everyone.
Victims reported, possible casualty.
Listen, Robert, I'm very worried about my son.
SWAT team is entering the building.
Is he okay?
Now. Hey, if I have to say it again...
Is that him? Is that Noah? Please tell
just
me.
Just try and respond to what Robert's saying to you.
Robert, is he still with you?
Yes.
Don't draw attention to your son. Focus on the suspect.
Hey.
Oh, God.
Hey, keep moving. I told them no moving.
Who's moving? Robert, stay with me. Stay with me.
All of you, no more.
Just keep him calm. Tell him you can help.
Robert, listen. I want to help you.
SWAT has entered the east wing.
Oh, my God. Please hurry. Please hurry.
Who are you talking to?
What?
Who are you talking to?
You. I'm talking to you, Robert. I'm talking to you. Can you hear me?
I hear people coming. You're a liar. You're
what?
The police.
No,
Who's
I'm not
there?
The police.
Who's
I swear
there?
I'm not the police.
Okay, let's just keep him engaged. We need some more time.
Hey, where's the other kid? The kid with the brown hair.
SWAT team has reached the fourth floor.
Where did he go? Tell me where he is.
Amy, you need to call him back.
Oh, my God.
Stand down. We lost him. SWAT, stand down. We have lost communication with the suspect.
The mailbox is full. I cannot accept any
messages. Amy dashes out of the taxi. A car has to stop suddenly to let her pass, and she hurries down an alley.
Mrs. Carr, did we lose you?
No, I'm here. Here. Oh, my God. He's calling.
Is he calling you, Mrs. Carr?
No, it's Noah. He's based on me.
Mrs. Carr, is your son with the shooter?
Noah, honey, are you okay? Noah.
Mom, it's me.
I can't see you. I can hear you, though. Where are you?
I got away. I'm hiding in the French room.
Okay. I'm coming to get you, honey. You stay where you are.
I love you, baby.
I love you, Mom. So
yeah,
much.
Get SWAT in there now.
Police are coming. Okay. We're going to get you out.
Where's the other kid? Tell me
so
where he
much,
is.
Babe.
I'm scared.
Where
did
he go?
I'm here,
tell
baby.
Me where he is. Okay.
What's happening? Oh, my God.
SWAT's breaching the camera.
Oh, my God. No.
They're at the camera.
No, they're going to the wrong room.
French
classroom, not in the chemistry lab.
Please,
hurry up.
Next room down.
She runs onwards, then stops as she watches the live feed on her phone.
Noah! Oh my God! I'm coming!
She runs down a graffiti-covered alley and her phone dies. Exiting the alley, she finds herself on the main street behind a police line. Her face racked with anguish, she watches a young girl being consoled by her mother. Looking further up the closed-off street, there are parked police cars with lights flashing. Suddenly, from round a corner, a teenage girl appears, running with her arms raised. Running behind her, two armed SWAT team members. The police barrier is pulled back. Behind the girl are three more teenagers, each looking distressed, each with their arms raised. Noah isn't amongst them. Amy watches as the first of the survivors is embraced by her family. She watches a teenage boy who gets a hug from his father. She glances at a concerned-looking couple speaking to a policeman who've yet to be reunited with their child. The mother mouths, "Oh no." Amy's worried gaze returns to the part of the street where the teenagers appeared from. Then, running round the corner, with his arms in the air, her son, Noah. They run towards each other and hug each other tightly in the middle of the street. Continuing to hug her son, Amy closes her eyes and weeps with relief. As the evening shadows lengthen, Amy and Noah are sitting in the back of a car being driven home. Amy has her head resting on her son's shoulder.
Detective Paulson, I was told that you and your son were reunited, and I'm really glad to hear that. I also wanted to thank you. I know what we asked you to do wasn't easy, but you were great.
Amy, it's Greg. I just wanted to check back in, and well, I hope your son's okay. I hope you're okay too.
We just landed and heard what's going on. Is Noah all right? Is he with you? We're on our way to pick up Emily, so
hey, Mrs.
Just
Carr,
back when you
it's
get
CJ.
There.
I hope you and your son got reunited, and you know your parents' car is ready whenever you want to come.
It's Heather. I am so glad that Noah's okay and that you're all home safe. We love you guys, and we're here if you need us for anything. Come by. Call me. Whatever you want, I'm here. Hope you're all holding each other a little tighter today. I know we are. I love you. Bye.
The next morning, Amy has poured a cup of coffee from the coffee maker. Wearing the same grey hooded top, she climbs the stairs carrying the cup. She pauses outside the door to her son's bedroom. She waits and looks down at the door handle. She turns the handle and opens the door slightly to see her son wrapped up in his quilt facing the wall. She stands in the doorway and watches him. She reaches into the room and puts the cup down on the bedside table. With a look of parental concern, she retreats from the doorway.
Thank you, Mom.
Love you, hon. Here's pancakes when you're ready.
She walks down the stairs. Noah thinks for a moment, then turns, and reaching for his phone, he watches a news report.
A moment too horrific and too tragic has unfortunately happened again. Former graduate of Lakewood High School, Robert Ellis, stormed the school Friday morning, taking hostages for several hours before a SWAT team was able to free a group of students held captive in a second floor classroom.
I saw kids running, and I was running too.
And then Miss Dwyer told us to go into a classroom and turn off the lights like we practiced, but we just heard more shots, and we were afraid he was going to shoot through the door. But he just kept going, so we started to run away. And we just ran.
A social media post.
Hey, it's me, Noah. Day 100 of doing this, posting this. Day, I think, 107 since what happened at my school. Or our school, if... Yeah, you know. Hearing a lot of what you've had to say, it's inspired me to keep doing this. To stand up. Today seems kind of like a milestone, I guess. 100 days of these videos. A lot's changed in that time. For me, in my life, it feels like things are finally starting to get better. It's not gone. It'll never be gone. But I want to keep active. I want to keep talking to everybody. Because this has to stop. It should have stopped before. Kids shouldn't have to go to school and worry about this happening to them. And that's why I'm going to keep doing whatever I can to help. You know? Because I know some of you can. And I'm going to keep talking about how wrong this is, because there's no other way to say it. And that's why I won't stay quiet. And I hope you won't either.
The teenager gives a faint smile to the camera, and the social media post finishes. The end.
Take my voice and make it louder, make it wilder, set it free, and take my words and make them wiser. Give me something to believe in, and if all I can do is sing, I'm gonna sing louder. Well, I'm gonna sing louder. Let it out. Take my worries down to the water, and take my trouble away from me. Take this heart and make it stronger, kinder. Just give me something that I can believe in. And if it's all I can do, I'm gonna sing louder. I'm gonna sing louder. I'm gonna sing louder. Let it out. It's not.